And now we're going to get an update from the American Red Cross. We have Gretchen Jomstad. She's Regional Communications Officer with the Dakotas Region for the Red Cross with us on the phone. Gretchen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right. Give us an update of the storm and efforts of the Red Cross today in the city of Sioux Falls.
The Red Cross was contacted early this morning and by our emergency partners in Sioux Falls. There, they set up an emergency operations center with the city and emergency management and fire officials and all of that. And so we were contacted to open an emergency shelter at the fairgrounds. So we have volunteers out there who are, they've got, you know, cots and blankets and snacks and beverages. There's power to that building, and so that's great if anybody needs to charge their phone and that sort of thing. But really, if anybody needs a safe place to stay, go ahead and go out to the Sioux Empire Fairgrounds. We're in the Armory Building at 100 North Lyon Boulevard in Sioux Falls, and we'll be there as long as we're needed just to support the community and help in any way that we can.
Do you have any indication at this point of how many people are utilizing that service? Are people showing up?
We have had people kind of in and out. And, you know, like I mentioned, whether it's just to charge their cell phone for a little bit or catch a little bit of sleep if they were up all night with the storm. So we have had people, I don't have a hard number for you, but we have had people in and out kind of all throughout the morning. And just really however we can help them with information updates or if they just need a quick snack or something like that, we'll be there to support the community as long as that resource is needed.
And give us an idea of how long, do you have a plan of how long that might be at this point? When do you start making those kinds of decisions?
You know, we'll just continue to work with the other emergency response agencies. And so the emergency management, the city of Sioux Falls, and we really base it off of that and off of the needs of the community. And so I don't have a time frame for that. The other thing that is will go along with this is the damage assessment. And so, you know, quite a bit of the damage is commercial property, but if there are residential properties that are affected, then the shelter may stay open longer. If it's not safe to stay in their home or if there's an extended period of time with no power, that sort of thing. And so all of those factors will kind of determine how long this shelter stays open. It could be closed tonight if everybody's able to go back into their homes and it's safe to do that, to get back into the neighborhoods, or we could be open for several days. And so we're prepared to do that, whatever the circumstances may be. But we'll just continue to work with the city to determine what that need is.
And for people who want to volunteer, they want to be of service, what is your message to them? How can people help?
Yeah, a big thanks to our local volunteers who are helping already at that shelter. The Red Cross utilizes our trained volunteers in situations like this. We do have some rules and regulations as far as safety in shelters and like food handling and that sort of thing. But if you'd like to help today, you can contact 211, and they're taking volunteers to help with debris cleanup and that sort of thing. And if you're interested in becoming a Red Cross volunteer, you know, to help out maybe in the future, we'd absolutely love to have you. You just go to redcross.org and get signed up that way.
Gretchen Jomstad is Regional Communications Officer for the Dakota Regions with the American Red Cross. And once again, that emergency shelter for the Red Cross has been established at the fairgrounds in the Armory Building, everything from getting a little refreshment to charging your cell phone. Gretchen, thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.